Greetings, everyone. Welcome to WTF Walk the Floors, where we talk about all things hospitality training. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm here with Stephanie Ledger from First Rate Hospitality, my beautiful co-hostess. Stephanie, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So why do sing kick off with this song is because Stephanie's full force with hotel inspections. She's spent the entire summer traveling around, visiting properties and using her little magic wand and making magic happen. So Stephanie, I want to pick your brain. What are the things that you've seen in your most recent inspections that can help our audience pay attention and move the needle in the right direction?
Yes. I mean, it's all about check yourself before you wreck yourself. I say this all the time. When it comes to, I have a property that I went and used the hotel app, and then going through their menu for in-room dining, realized that some of the food's not even on the menu, or it's not even the way that it's presented anymore. Maybe it would be the same menu item, but they've changed up, say, the vegetables because based upon the season. And here we are still having our winter vegetables when now it is springtime or getting ready for summertime. I mean, I can definitely go on and on, but that's the first thing is, you know, making sure that you're checking yourself, especially too, if you're a very seasonal property. So as we're kicking off, getting ready for summer and during the winter time, you may have some of your outlets are closed or that they're on limited hours or a change of hours of operation, but you want to making sure that that's all updated through all of your collateral, especially on your social media too and your website. I mean, there's just so many things that you really need to make sure that you're walking it through the guest's eyes. Because they're going to ask, hey, I saw this. And then they're like, no, we don't have that anymore. Or, oh, no, our hours have changed.
Especially if you're anything like me, I cannot make the decision of what to eat when I'm at the table because I'm excited about everything food, which means I have to look at the menu prior to getting there so I'm not stalling and I'm not putting everybody else behind. So this is a great, great tip. What else do you have?
Yes. I'd have to say also too, so this is also an area is the hotel TVs. So we're seeing the compendium is now uploaded onto the TVs. We're trying to be eco-friendly or also too with digital and technology. But making sure that you're looking at that once again, if you're seasonal or have changed any of your policies and procedures, here we are still seeing COVID restrictions, which is very outdated. Or when you turn on the TV to see the property and it has the holidays of December.
Like here I said, most wonderful time. It comes in handy. Wow.
Yes. But the TV, I think, is where I'm seeing a lot of misses is, you know, the website. Yes. Okay. We're marketing's looking at it or you yourself because you're, you know, usually like booking for the guests right onto the website. But we miss out on that TV in the guest room.
Lovely. What else do you have in store for us, Stephanie?
I'd have to say also too of making sure the tools that you're providing your employees with as well. So here, even it's not just about the guests, but also too, what are you providing to the employees that A, me, outdated or very worn. But you want to making sure that, hey, we're just going through our transition. We just need to, utilize the rest of what we have, you know, whether it be with your housekeeping products, for example, but then communicating to the employees of saying, hey, we're going to have more on it, you know, is coming. We're just waiting for the shipment. But also to looking at what you're giving your employees, even the uniforms.
Especially those items that you not normally have in stock based on the season.
Yes.
So that they don't run out, or even when it comes to their uniform,
mm-hmm.
when the uniform changes. Yeah. What else do you have? I know there's a lot in that checklist. What else do you have?
I'd have to say as well, this is the other thing when it comes to the signage as well and utilizing the duct tape.
Oh, yes. Drum roll for her pet peeve.
Oh, I know that. Proper signage. And I get it. Sometimes we have to make, you know, wet floor or maintenance, but have those already pre-made, approved through marketing, and also too of what is the proper tape way that you put the tape onto the sign and what tape should be used as well, because it's crazy that I'm seeing a lot of duct tape.
So it's great that you bring this up, and I know that this is your pet peeve, or one of your pet peeves, but it's ranking really high on the list, right? I was at a hospitality trade show last week, and there was someone there, and I have not seen this before, who was actually selling something so simple, such a simple solution. And I am going to invite that person to the show. Because I know you're going to be delighted to learn that there is a solution to prevent duct tape. Got to work with marketing on the signage, but
yes,
we're a step closer to being beautiful. All right, yes. Stephanie, do you have anything else in your little list?
It's
more like an Egyptian scroll. I'm not sure at this point.
I've been very busy traveling around. But, you know, going back to the app and even just with your technology, I was talking about this on another discussion, but, you know, when we have, say it is the hotel app. So when the, vendor that provides the technology, you know, is on property, they're helping you upload all the information, making sure that it's all correct. And it seems that, like, that's the last that it's updated. So really looking and seeing what in your hotel apps on your TVs need to be updated. I mean, I can't stress it enough, and find out who's going to be the gatekeeper. Because here we may think, oh, it's IT or, oh, it's marketing. And then everyone's just going the other way. Or the person that was part of the training to understand how the back end works is now left or in a different department.
So, keyword gatekeeper.
Yes, exactly.
Stephanie.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, one more. Let's do this.
All right. Still going with the technology. So, you know, now we're seeing a lot with the chatbot. So here you're having on either your website or even how you're communicating with the guests when you're on property. And at first you have the chatbot is able to answer very general questions. You know, maybe the guest is asking what time is checkout. Make sure that you're checking those responses, because we know that the AI can be a little bit wonky at times, and could be providing either misinformation or that's not at the same caliber of your hotel. So maybe you're a luxury property and speaking in complete sentences. And so your chatbot should be the same as well.
I love that you brought that up. We talk a lot about the execution of technology and we embrace technology, right? But where we fail is when we execute on it, making sure that it's in alignment with the brand and what the expectation of that brand is so important. This is lovely. Yes. I want to close with one thing though. Is there any way possible that you can share one WTF moment, the most memorable one so far this summer?
Oh my gosh. I'd have to.
Curveball.
I know. Most memorable. I would have to say yes. When I was at the restaurant, I mean, who doesn't love a tableside service? And here was a chocolate dessert and where they take the hot chocolate and then they're pouring it and then it's on a chocolate ball. And then when it opens up and now you get a nice little surprise for dessert underneath it, I'd have to say is, you know, the most memorable, because I mean, who doesn't love tableside service?
I was waiting for that WTF type of moment, right, where the chocolate ball ends up melting away and there is no surprise. What do you mean no surprise? I was Instagramming the whole thing live.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yes, I, you know what, we should do an episode about this.
Yeah.
It is so interesting how so many, especially high-end restaurants, are bringing the experience through their dessert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Next time you're in Las Vegas, Stephanie, I'm going to take you to this one place that took my heart. I am forever loyal to them. It's a new, fairly new restaurant. Forever loyal to them because the dessert experience was spectacular. Spectacular. And you know what's lovely about that is that you go home with that feeling.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even and I'm not even a dessert person, but everyone was talking about it because it's the whole presentation. And just because of that, I was like, well, I have to experience this. And it was delicious. But and I'm, you know, someone that usually passes on the dessert. And I think that also too, you know, where restaurants are looking more into how can they elevate that dessert experience, because it could be able for them to generate more revenue where guests may usually decline and say and pass on it.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, you're all missing out. This was great. Stephanie, let's do the phone. So here's the thing, right? We're great multitaskers. We just came up with two new episodes and I'm going to throw a third one at you. By the end of the summer season, when your traveling goes down a little bit, I want you to share your experiences from the entire season. Sounds good?
Oh my gosh. All right.
Perfect. I'm excited. Thank you everyone for being on the other side. We will see you soon and stay inspired. Inspire your people. Walk the floors.
Yes. Thank you.